In addition to thermal energy, the Earth also generates the magnetic kind. A listener turned the reversals of Earth's polarity into a musical representation, and that's our sound clip for today.
My name is Dave Ingebretson. I'm a geophysicist and teach geology at Western Washington University in Bellingham, Washington. I've been blind since birth, so I've had a great opportunity to learn how vital and interesting sound is in our daily lives. In the last few years, I've lost most of my remaining vision and have turned my attention to using sound in both research and teaching and as a hobby. I've come to realize that vision seems to be overrated just about as much as the use of hearing is overlooked. With this in mind, I want to share some science that has been rendered into the audio realm. One of the most incredible data sets available in Earth science is the long history of reversals in Earth's magnetic field as recorded in the oceanic crust of the world. Earth's magnetic field has flipped about 180 times in the last 85 million years and provide a rich data set to study. This alternating magnetic field originates in the liquid outer core, deeper than about 2,900 kilometers from the surface. We let the length of the polarity intervals control the frequency. Short time intervals are high frequency and vice versa, and they are registered to a 2 million year per second audio stream. My ears tell me there are some recognizable patterns, such as a sort of point-counterpoint or question and answer that occurs during the song, maybe three different movements, and a noticeable increase in frequency of reversals as we approach today.
Listener Dave Ingebretson of Bellingham, Washington, tracing patterns of polarity reversal of the planet Earth in music.